Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Really good practice. Really happy with the guys. DJ Thompson, Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman. We want to say that our prayers are with him. I think he had a health issue today over there with the Chiefs at their practice. So we just wanted to tell the world that the Ravens are thinking of him and his family, and we're praying for his health. The other thing we mentioned to the guys is D-Day, 80-year anniversary of Normandy, the invasion of Normandy, to begin the year-long domination of the American armed forces to win World War II. Very proud of that, and to all the military families all over the world, sacrifices they make for us, and specifically to the families of those who participated in World War II. Couldn't be more grateful. We never take that for granted. Okay, what questions do you have?
Now that you kind of have taken some reps with that new kickoff and the alignment, right? Is it still kind of what you thought? Do you think it's going to be successful with how they have designed it so far?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting play, a fun play. You know, it's you can kind of look at it philosophically any way you want. You know, there's things it takes away. You know, you don't have a line of scrimmage anymore or whatever, but you don't have an onside kick surprise anymore. But it does add things to the game. And the main thing it adds, the positive, I mean, I thought there was other options. I'll just be clear about that. But I was for doing something. And this is something. And basically, at this point, we're committed to it. So, you know, we see the good of it, the excitement in it. It's going to be a lot more returns out there. And we're just trying to figure out how to be successful with the play, both covering the kick and returning the kick. So we're looking at it from every angle that we possibly can, and hopefully we'll be good at it next year.
John, there's been some talk of teams not using their primary kicker to do kickoffs in the new system. Is that something that you've thought about at all, or do you expect us to?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we've thought about everything. You know, it's just a matter of do you have a guy that can kick it in there consistently, and if you do, probably is an advantage because you get an extra tackler in there and you don't put your kicker at risk. So I'd say we're looking at every aspect we can think of.
John, as a head coach, former special teams coach, when this rule is implemented, do you immediately, like, how do you think about it initially? Like, do you go to, oh man, they're just changing everything, you know, it's a whole entirely new rule, or are you excited about the challenge as a coach of beating the other teams as far as schematically and kind of new stuff you can implement?
The latter, for sure. I mean, you just get right to work on how we're going to teach it, how do we want to coach it. We couldn't wait to get out here and get out here even in this type of a practice and run plays and see what the angles look like. And so we can kind of glean our coaching points. What do we want to tell the guys? And we told the guys, this is a collaboration. We're learning this together. You know, where do we want to drop? What's our targets? What's our landmarks? What's our leverages on the kickoff? What are our angles? Tell us what you think when you're out there. So we're trying to make sure we do the best we can to enter the season, understanding the play as well as we can. And then I'm sure we'll learn a lot once it starts happening for real.
What have you kind of learned in that process? Obviously, I mean, you're not going to get much into strategy here, but if you can share.
Yeah, I think we've learned about the spacing and the timing and the angles a little bit. You know, we think we have. I don't think you really know until you play real games. Preseason, practice too. Once we get in pads, we'll be able to practice it almost full speed. So that'll help also.
We've seen DeVonta Walker and TJ Tampa matched up a number of times. What are you seeing out of both those guys?
I think they're both TJ and Tez are both doing a great job of taking one step at a time and getting better every single day. You know, it's not competitive in the sense, you know, if there's a deep ball thrown down the field, you know, the DB is not trying to take the ball away. So you got to understand that. So we expect those catches to be made. But we want them made, you know, and we want the DB right there in position with his eyes on the football. I think both those guys have gotten better every day with technique and assignment. Probably all the rookies ahead of where we would have expected in those two areas.
Coach, Mark Andrews has been pretty dominant. Not sure any effects from that ankle injury. Not encouraging, is that?
Yeah, I haven't seen any effects from that. He looks good. He looked better this week than last week even, and came back in great shape. So exciting to see him out there.
John, you've moved on a couple of vets on the O-line, both Morgan and John. What have you seen from this current group that's really impressive so far?
I've seen a lot of big guys that can move, you know, and work hard, pick things up quickly. The nice thing is nobody is There's nobody that's going out there and you say, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. I mean, so far, every single guy looks like he could be the starter. So now we get into pads, we get into preseason games, let the guys compete against one another and see who wins the jobs. But all of them are still in contention at this point, which is very good.
John, what is the best thing that a rookie offensive lineman can do to get your attention in a positive way during OTAs?
Yeah. Well, you should know what he's doing. You know, if the play goes to the right, we don't want him going left. You know, we don't want to see two guards clunking heads, both of them pulling in opposite directions. I think those are that's where it starts, is you should be able to pick up your assignments. And then you want to see a good foundation, footwork, hands, those kind of things. See him in the weight room working hard and getting stronger. That's really as much as you can do. We're just teaching him right now. You know, they're learning right now.
Sorry about time. We've seen Ben and Larry make some great throws. We've also seen some picks. Do the interceptions not really bother you, but you kind of want guys unafraid to maybe figure things out at this level compared to the college game?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be times out there. Hopefully our defense is creating some tough situations for a quarterback, you know, and I hope our defense puts the quarterbacks in the toughest situations they'll see all year. That'd be the goal. So you'll want to see some of that out there and just see the guys grow through it and get better.
John, do you feel you got out what you wanted from the OTAs as you headed to minicamp?
As much as you can. We have another day, so I'm not really counting anything yet till tomorrow, you know. No assessments as much as you kind of look at the next day and you say, all right, we want to be intentional about what we want to accomplish today. You know, like every coach, what's your main thing you want to see? Make sure the players understand it. Make sure every player has an intentionality about what they want to go out there and accomplish. I think if we all do that collectively, we're going to look back and say we're as far along as we can be, and that's really kind of how we measure it.
John, with Justin, as we know, he's so accurate and so attention to detail with a lot of things. How important do you think that will be as far as the new kickoff rule I guess hang time really doesn't mean anything anymore. It's more about placement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, I'm not ready to make any pronouncements like that. You know, I think having a kicker that can put the ball in spots with various types of hang times will be an advantage, and Justin definitely is a guy that can do that. But I don't know if hang time is going to not matter or not. You know, we're just going to have to see how it all plays out that way. We have a lot to learn about the play.
John, when mentoring minicamp starts next week, do you expect Marlon to be full go? Is he completely healthy and ready to practice?
I expect him to be ready to practice next week, yeah. We'll see, you know, whether it's full go or not, or whether we choose to put him out there full go. I don't know yet. It's a good question.
Do two more.
Any other guys we shouldn't expect to see at
minicamp? You know, I just didn't bring my list out, you know. Darn it, forgot my list. The guys that are out that you know are out, you know, you definitely won't see. We might see Adisa back, for instance. I'm hopeful. We might see Bo back. Hopefully next week, off the top of my head, guys like that. Ajabo, you know, I saw Ajabo start getting an individual today, right? David did. That was really good to see. So it's kind of working through it.